we have a body and we have a soul. Oftentimes when we forget about the value of the soul and we forget about the fact that this is what's going to take us into success in the hereafter, what we're doing is we are squandering something which is very valuable. It's a very precious thing that we have. And let me give you an analogy. Imagine that you were given a big stack of $100 bills. Okay, like, let's say, you know, I don't know, big stack, this big, $100 bills. Now, there's a number of things you can do with that stack of $100 bills. Right? You can take it, you can admire it, right? You can give it as gifts to your fellow brothers and sisters on Eid. Right? But most people aren't going to do that, right? Now, let's say you have this big stack and you realize that it's gotten cold, all right? And you're looking for something to make a fire out of. And you look around, you don't see any firewood. Okay, you find a lighter and you have a big stack of $100 bills, right? You're like, okay, it's cold. I want to feel hot. Let me take the bills and let me light the bills on fire and make a fire out of them. All right, so now you're burning the $100 bills and you're making fire out of them. Now most of you, if you were to even think about it, you'd be in shock. You'd be like, how could you possibly ever think about using, forget about $100 bills, even if it was like a stack of $1 bills, right? You would never burn $1 bills. Okay, what's the problem here? The problem is that, okay, the, first of all, how long is that fire gonna last, right? Maybe a couple minutes, maybe maximum 10 minutes, and then all those bills are gonna be burnt. You don't have any left. Second of all, and this is the bigger problem is that the $100 bills are meant to be used for something a lot more important. Just take one of those, go down to your local Walmart, or we don't shop at Walmart, right? So let's go to Target, right? And pick up some artificial logs, whatever they make these days, and bring that. And then use the rest of the change to buy some coffee, and then keep that rest of the money invested for your college, right? So the point is that that's just not at all a smart thing to use the bills for, because they're a lot more valuable than to be used in such a silly way. Now that's just an analogy for us to think about, right? But at the end of the day, it's still a material amount of money. A big stack of bills, what is it? $1 million bucks, 10 million bucks. When it comes to the human being, that soul that we have is so precious. It's so precious that Allah connects it to Himself. He says, min ruhi. And Allah is infinite, right? So the value of the soul is infinite as well too. When somebody commits a sin, right, now we're getting serious here. This is the bottom line here, and then we're going to end with this. We're going to move it to the next part. When somebody commits a sin, what they're doing is even worse than that person who's lighting fire to that stack of bills. Because after all, bills are something which is material, and here is something which is immaterial. It could rise to the highest levels of perfection, but when we commit a sin, that's exactly what we're doing. We're burning our potential. We're burning our capital. What was supposed to be is now being thrown away and burnt away. Let me just end this part of the speech with a saying again from Imam Ali alayhi salam. He encompasses the whole message of the speech in just one line. He says, "Inna li anfusikum athmanan." These are the souls that you have. These have prices to them. Okay, they're worth something. "Fala tabi'uha illa bil jannah." Don't sell your souls for anything less than paradise. Meaning that the path to paradise and the pleasure of Allah has been laid out for us, which is the religion of Islam. Don't sell yourselves short. Don't lose out on the valuable price of these souls by doing anything to move away from that path which Allah has shown you that will take you to paradise.